What the Lord God said to Adam in Genesis 3, he also said to us this morning at the imposition of the ashes, "You are dust, and to dust you shall return." Grace. Grace to you and peace from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Lent is a holy season of prayerful and penitential reflection. And it begins today with the solemn Ash Wednesday assembly. Ashes are visibly something that confesses the wages of sin is death. We die because we are sinners. We are corrupt through and through, body and soul. We are not sinners because we sin. We sin because we are sinners. Jesus says, the diseased tree bears bad fruit. So we are marked today with ashes, like beautiful trees lining a boulevard. They may appear healthy, but they have been marked by the city officials because they're diseased, they're infectious, and they're dying. We may be young and beautiful and healthy or not, but we have all been marked by ashes. We are dust, and to dust we shall return. Lent is not a time for superficial spiritual arithmetic, where we select a few sins that are troubling us, and then we embark on 40 days of discipline to eradicate them and improve our life on our score on some heavenly eye step exam. Nevertheless, Lent is a time to seriously consider the destructive thing that sin does to us and to those around us. As God's baptized children, however, we don't need to live like this. And so we live lives of daily repentance. But we live for holy absolution, which is the only way to live, to truly live. As we reflect on our sinfulness and our mortality, we look today to the Sermon on the Mount, where our Lord teaches us about prayer and spiritual life. Jesus tells us to beware of practicing personal piety before people to impress them. When you give to the needy, when you pray, when you fast, when you put on sackcloth and ashes, don't do it to impress others. Almsgiving, prayer, fasting, ashes, nothing wrong with this. These activities are good and beneficial. They are what God's people do. But like everything else in life, they are often misused or corrupted. So we really don't need to blow the trumpet and draw attention to our good deeds. The liturgical rite of the imposition of ashes in the Christian church goes back to the 10th century. But the use of ashes goes way back to the Old Testament and was a common way to outwardly, visibly express penance and mourning, which is something within the hearts and minds. Ashes were often accompanied by sackcloth garments, which were made of coarse fabric from hemp or goat's hair. You don't see much of that today. I don't think I ever saw somebody walking around downtown in sackcloth and ashes. But if you try to picture it, probably the closest we could come would be to maybe see a homeless person in rags living on the streets. And when you walk by them, you're tempted to think, man, are they filthy? They're quite disgusting. I wonder what they did to end up like that. And you hope they don't talk to you. Of course, They could, and they could say, I saw you looking at me. You think I look repulsive. Well, you are absolutely right. But you ought to see what I look like on the inside. And that's unsettling, because we know deep down we are the same on the inside. So that's why we come here on Ash Wednesday, in solemn assembly, to be marked by ashes that give witness to what we are, what we truly are inside and outside, in body and soul. I am dust, and to dust I shall return. But thank God, following the imposition of ashes, we confessed our sins and received holy absolution. And the next time you come up to the front here, you will not be stopping down here at the bottom of the steps, but the ushers will lead you up, and they will send you up to the altar, because you get into the feast. You have an invitation. You have the sign. You have the sign of the cross. Oh, these ashes, they'll soon be gone, but the cross put upon you at your baptism, that'll last forever. And it marks you as one redeemed by Christ the crucified. So you belong up here because you belong to Jesus. And you will eat and you will drink and you will be strengthened and preserved in body and soul to life everlasting. When you leave campus on Ash Wednesday, it's not uncommon for someone to look at you a bit perplexed. And then you remember, oh, I've got these ashes on my forehead. They might sort of discreetly go like this to indicate to you that you have something there that you might want to get off. Or maybe they'll just ask you, why do you and other people have this smudge on your face? What does this mean? What are you going to say? Well, it's not time to blow the trumpet and go into a large theological, lengthy theological discourse. Just keep it simple. Oh, it's Ash Wednesday, and I went to church. Or maybe you might add, I was marked with ashes because that's the way we are reminded we're sinners and we're not going to live forever. Probably can't tell now, but it was in the sign of the cross when they put it on, the cross of Jesus who died and rose to give us eternal life. So that's what today's about. And I like Ash Wednesday because when that's all done, I feel content. I feel content today. A smidgen of ashes, a word or two, and a contented smile. That's enough. Goes a long way. Peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus until life everlasting.